Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today, again, we have with us Dr. Crystal Gossard. How are you doing, Dr. Gossard?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. We were just having a lot of fun off air, which is not surprising with me, right?
Yes, we were. Yeah. Have you ever, performed some of your other talents on your show?
No.
Okay.
Okay. No, I was. Now everybody's thinking, "Oh my gosh, what's going on here?" Yeah, I do like a little Bobby impersonation. I do all kinds of things. I make noises and all that stuff. So that's part of my radio show thing that I do. And yes. I think some people think I'm absolutely crazy, but I like to have fun. I like to cheer people up. I like to joke around. But again, a lot of things with your health is very serious. I've had people tell me, Mike, you're a lot of fun. You're silly, but this is serious. We have to be serious now. So I can be very scientific and serious when I need to be, but it's also good to take a break and be a little bit little silly. And, there's a lot, I know you know, and everybody knows, there's a lot of goodness in laughing and laughter and trying to be happy and keeping your mood up. And I think that's very important for the overalls.
Absolutely.
You are the clinical corporate trainer for Life Extension.
I am.
It's a company that I love. We've talked a lot about it. Tell us a little bit about yourself again to get everybody that maybe hasn't listened to all the shows, which they should do it. Merryman/radio. That's MARIMANN, all one word. You can go there and listen to over 100 different shows. And I also have a live show that you can listen to too. Also, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your wonderful company that we carry out at Merryman Herbs.
Yeah, so I am a doctor of clinical nutrition and also a certified nutrition specialist and a licensed dietitian nutritionist.
Wow.
So I think I've covered all the bases in regard to credentials. And, I've been with Life Extension for almost 13 years. Life Extension, has been around for 40 years.
Right. Just as long as Merryman. We're in our 43rd year now.
Yes. Yeah. And, we're kind of the company that transformed the dietary supplement industry.
You did.
Really with a focus on research.
Yes.
Rigorous science-based approach is what we do. We take that and we develop premium clinically studied formulations. We're just unique in that way. We also are very unique in some of the other aspects of the company in regard to conducting clinical research. We have a clinical research department and we want to make sure our customers receive pure, unadulterated, clinically validated nutritional supplements. The company that you can trust.
Yes, and the fact that you have a whole clinical research department, and I know a few other companies, and you guys are a pretty large company in the industry, maybe not compared to a big pharmaceutical, but the fact that you do all of that and that you really focus on the quality and quality control and sourcing, formulating, and making sure, and this is something at Merryman, we want the highest quality product at the lowest cost, but it has to work. It has to have that science base, and there's a lot of different definitions for that. A lot of times they beat up on our industry because they're like, well, there's no way you can be science-based because you're in the alternatives or, the holistic health or whatever, and that's not even based on science, which is absolutely wrong. We can argue about that all day, but I think your company has proven a lot of different points there that these supplements actually do work. Sometimes the fact that you don't get negative side effects and that they're doing a lot of benefits is really awesome. Speaking of all of that, today we're going to talk about the prostate, and you have some formulas. I personally like the Ultra Prostate because it is the ultra. I think it's the quote-unquote Cadillac in the industry. I usually, when a customer comes in and wants a good prostate product, I will steer them into the prostate section, and I'll point out and say, hey, this is one of our best sellers, and I don't mind showing a product to like this to my customers because I know it works. Thank goodness right now I'm way over 50. I don't have any issues there. My good friend, Dr. Aaron Katz, Columbia University, I don't think he's with them anymore. He's moved on, but he's written a lot of books. He used to work with New Chapter and their Zyflamin formulation, and he even got into the cancer end of it. And I don't think we're going to get real big into that today, although when you get into these prostate formulas, they definitely help with the BPA and all of the other things there, and they'll see that. But how did this formulation, I know you've got several of them, and this is like the ultra or the ultimate. How did this formulation come about? Can you tell me a little bit about this formulation?
Yes. Well, when you think about the problems and the concerns that many men deal with related to their prostate health, it's just, you know, you're lucky that you're not dealing with this. In fact, you know, men reach their 50s or 60s, it's almost inevitable that they will experience difficulties related to the prostate gland. And it can be something
the
as
symptoms.
Simple as...
Yeah, what are these symptoms? Yeah, you're going to tell us, yeah. So
yeah,
what goes on? What starts happening?
Frequent urination.
Yes, night trips. I call them night trips.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and then you fall over the dog and the kids' toys, or usually you don't have kids because you're getting older, but you fall over something. And then, of course, us guys, we're not real, everybody's going to laugh at this one, but we're not always good at aiming, you know, in the middle of the night, and then you get in trouble the next day because your wife is, or your partner or whatever is like, what did you do last night? And it's like, oh, well, I was half asleep and I had to go really bad, and at least they didn't go into the wastebasket or something.
Well, not only that, you know, you get in trouble for leaving the toilet seat up.
Oh, you know what? The rule is you put the seat and the lid down because you don't want your dog getting into the toilet or a pet or anything. So you both just leave the lid and the seat down, and then you don't have any arguments anymore.
Hey.
Because if a guy wants to be a jerk, he can say, well, just leave everything up. And if a woman wants to maybe get more attention or have things her way, which is okay, put the seat down. But if you want to be agreeable, and see, we're working on even psychological issues here now, so marriage counseling. But yeah, put them both down because you don't want any, you know, you don't want to accidentally drop a washcloth in there or have your, my dog loves to get into the toilet. It's really funny. My dog will sit there and look at us and be like, you got to change my water bowl. You have to give him fresh water before he'll drink. But he loves to go out and drink the dirty, you know, mud puddle water, and he likes to drink out of the toilet. But when it comes to his dog bowl, the water bowl, he has to have fresh. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
So here we are, all tangented off into toilet and dogs drinking and how to handle the toilet. But okay,
right,
so night trips.
Yeah, so that's the nighttime urination.
Right.
But it could also manifest as weak stream, the urinary stream, maybe even hesitancy,
right.
The feeling of incomplete voiding. So, you know, like you go, you feel like you're just not emptying the bladder fully.
Right.
Sometimes it's urgency. So, you know, when you have to go, you have to go. Where is...
Oh, you'll start dribbling or whatever. Yeah. And I think women have, it's incontinence. Women have a lot of that too
as they get older. There's a whole list. You do want to be mindful for some of those symptoms because it could indicate something more serious.
Right. We're looking at like the BP, you know, because a lot of guys are getting tested for their cancer tests and things like that, the BPH, all that kind of stuff.
So some of the have BPH, which is just enlarged prostate.
Right.
Sometimes those symptoms could be prostatitis, like a lot of the pain, maybe something more serious. And of course, prostate cancer. So it's something that you don't want to ignore if it's happening, but, you know, typically some mild prostate concerns will start to appear around when someone reaches age 50. And typically, there are nutrients that can really help to provide comfort to the prostate. And that's kind of what prompted us to put together this formula. I would say since I've been here, I've seen it grow, which I think you mentioned earlier, maybe it was off air, that we have a few other formulas that also support the health of the prostate. And those are formulas that, you know, that we started off with maybe one or two ingredients, and then it grew to three ingredients, and now we have the ultra formula that includes
a lot.
And
we're going to get into that. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
So it's kind of like the Mac Daddy of prostate formulas on the market.
So just to go over everything, the PSA is usually the test that you get, and you want that really low, below one or two or something like that. Or a lot of doctors will watch for rapid increase, you know, and that's not a real accurate test. A lot of times you need to get that done more. The benign prostatic hyperplasia, the BPH, is basically your prostate is a donut-like organ that rests around your urethra. It enlarges, but the donut hole squeezes in, and that's why you can't always empty your bladder. So it squeezes on your tube that your urine goes through, and it can create a lot of issues. And then you can actually, you know, you can end up with bladder infections and things like that, too, on top of, you know, if your prostate's getting really swollen, it can create a lot of issues, too. I don't know if we want to get into a lot of the things that can occur, you know, with the prostate cancer and all of that, but the big thing that I have gotten from a lot of studies, and Dr. Aaron Katz has got some really good books and information out there on the web. He's probably one of the leading alternative doctors, and you may know some too. But the big thing is to keep an eye on it. And if you get a spike or a rapid increase, you know, with your PSA, then you want to go in and get more testing. And of course, biopsies are always the 100% most accurate way of knowing if you have cancer. Again, the prostate is in a sac. It's basically double lined, so there is some protection, but you really want to keep an eye on it, particularly if you have something that's very aggressive. Now, if we know that if you keep inflammation down and you take care of your prostate, and there's several ways to do that, and then probably the easiest, best way is with the supplementation. But if you keep that inflammation down, inflammation is a precursor to cancer, so we can put it that way. So you keep inflammation under control. Scientifically, you should be able to keep the cancer reduced or at least help in that direction. And I think that's as much as we can say here.
Yes, and one other point with the PSA is really you want to look at the PSA over time.
So exactly.
I think how
very
you mentioned
point.
Monitoring it, it's one reading doesn't really tell you all that much. It's, you know, what's happening over time? Is it doubling? Is it, you know, and how long is it taking for that PSA to double? But yeah, most of the problems that men deal with, it's really just an anatomical issue. The fact that, you know, the urethra, which, you know, where urine exits the body, has to travel through the prostate
in order
to exit the body. So any type of
inflammation. Yeah.
Within that prostate or any type of enlargement is going to kind of affect urinary health as well.
And
that's where you see some of those symptoms come in.
Well, in age, as you get older, your prostate does just get larger. It just does that. Now, Dr. Aaron Katz in his book, and I always kind of chuckle with this, but he said that activity, particularly even daily activity using that gland, and you know, I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, is a really good way to keep that healthy. Now, you can't always do that, but keeping the inflammation down is very important. Now, I will say if you go in for a PSA test and you've had an infection or you've had activity, sometimes that'll make that PSA spike. So there's certain things you need to talk to your doctor or qualified healthcare practitioner about before you even get the test. So it's not a bad test or an erroneous test or, you know, an outlier or something like that. Again, you know, activity is actually very good, but supplementation has a lot of other benefits. And I think probably it's time to maybe get into, there's a lot of things in here. You said you started with some basic products and you've built and built on it. Now, I want to say real quickly, the reason I love this product is it has like everything that I know about all in one formula. So, I mean, you've gone from like the lycopene, which we can talk a little bit about, all the way to the beta-cytosterols, to, you know, the phospholipids, to, you know, even the flower pollen. So it's really interesting. This formula is awesome. And of course, it has the foundational stuff like saw palmetto and the Phygium. So let's start in on this. And you can go ahead and tell me why you've put everything in here and tell me a little bit about maybe the precursor or the older formulas that you started with and why you added to them.
Yeah, so, you know, the key nutrient or one of the main nutrients to support the prostate is saw palmetto. And that's a nutrient that you will find in probably every prostate formula, even when you see like these one-a-day formulas that's designed for men, it's because they added some saw palmetto in there to support the prostate.
Okay.
You know, the saw palmetto, it grows here. It's a kind of like a little short palm tree that grows here in Florida where we're located. The berries of this tree have been used for years by Native Americans,
right,
and to help with many different concerns, healthy fluid balance in the body, to help with libido, to help with digestive health. But around in the mid-1990s, we saw palmetto just kind of skyrocket in regard to being one of the top 10 selling herbs.
I can see that. I can see that because we still have customers. We sell it as a single, just saw palmetto.
Yeah.
And we have customers. I have guys come in and that's all they need. And it works great for them. You know, maybe later on they'll come back and they'll be like, you know, my saw palmetto, my prostate formulas, this stuff's not quite working like it did. And I'm like, well, we have the ultra natural prostate formula that we can boost you up into. So
yes.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that you'll see with our formula is the dose of saw palmetto, 320 milligrams
yeah.
of saw palmetto. That's
yeah,
a clinically validated dosing.
Right.
And you also see saw palmetto, you know, in other countries. In France, it's a prescription. And, you know, in Germany, it's the most frequently prescribed botanical in Germany. So it's one of those things where it's tried and true, but you don't want to be misled by formulas where they you know, they claim that it's beneficial for the prostate, but there's not the clinically validated dosing.
And you're good at that. I know you do that with all your products. You make sure, and if there is a clinical study, you make sure you've got that dose. I want to point out real quickly, too, your saw palmetto is a supercritical CO2 extract, which is like one of the best ways. It's the fruit, and it's standardized to 85% total fatty acid. So you're really looking at the quality. You're making sure that it's from the studies, and you're making sure the dose is there. Now, I'm a really, I guess I'm... I don't know, maybe I'm a bad boy or something like that, but I went on the web and did a little research about your product and certificate of analysis and outside laboratory reports.
Yeah.
And you guys are awesome. You had just a slightly more than what's on the label on like everything, and it your stuff tests out, and I know you do your own testing, but this was somebody that had done an outside, I think it, and I don't want to name the names, but it probably was a competitor or something like that, but they had actually, and so I've got a certificate of analysis on the ultra natural prostate sitting in front of me, and bing bing bing, like they were looking at the beta cytosterol. And actually, on this sample, which is real interesting, you have about, claim you have about 180 milligrams. It looks like you had a little over 200. So you actually had that dose, just slightly more. And that is just awesome. I mean, you know, you say you have it in there. It's in there.
We do, and you know, sometimes it is slightly over-formulated. You'll see that you can request their certificate of analysis for
that.
Any life extension formula, any lot. You can receive something similar to what that, you know, third-party company, you know, also put together. But yeah, I mean, we stand by our formulas, and sometimes putting a little bit more makes sure. Helps us to make sure, you know, if we have an ingredient where maybe we know over time, because, you know, our products have usually about a 2-year
expiration date,
shelf
yep.
life. Exactly. Yep. So, you know, by the end of those 2 years, you're still receiving a potent formula.
Exactly. And I see that with the probiotic formulas. You know, a lot of times they'll say the stuff at Merry Man, I will tell you, we watch the dates, but our stuff moves so fast. We have a just-in-time POS system. It's rare that anything is more than just a few months old. Usually it's just a few weeks or a few days old from the company, because a lot of these products we move very, very rapidly. And we do look, we will always watch for out of dates. In fact, we have to watch for out of dates from some of the food companies that supply us, because they'll ship something in. It's got like 2 days left on it, and we're like, no, we're not accepting this, it's not fresh, you know, the eggs, no, send the eggs back. But anyway, actually ours is all free range local, but that was just an example. But the thing is here is, yes, a lot of companies will put a little bit more in, so at that expiration date you're guaranteed to still have those active ingredients, which I think is very smart. It's absolutely very wonderful. Now, we are talking about the sterols, which is not like the sterols that you're thinking. These are beta cytosterols. They're plant sterols. They're completely different from steroids and all that other stuff. They're actually plant-based. And real quickly, I want to tell you, there was a lot of research done way back in the day on the cytosterols as a possible cure for prostate cancer. Now, that claim has never been able to be made. There's some really neat books and information out there. The Immune System Cure, I think it was Dr. Koos at Cape Town University in South Africa, if I remember correctly. And there was like, they were using some plant-based, the cytosterols, and there's several of them, like the campesterol, the stigmasterol, and the beta cytosterol. Those are all I can at least say this, they're anti-carcinogenic, and there's a lot of really cool research and so forth on that. So you've got a good component of that in there. And
well, we do. Yeah. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, some of the ingredients, saw palmetto provides those beta cytosterols,
yes,
or those different sterols.
Yeah.
Pygium, which is another ingredient in this formula, also delivers those phytosterols. Also,
that's from the African cherry tree, which is that still endangered? I know it kind of goes back and forth on that. That's one that's kind of hard to get, I think, still.
Yes, there actually about a couple of years ago, there were, you know, some concerns about that
sustainability
ingredient. Yes, ours comes from the plum tree in tropical Africa.
All right.
And so that's giving some of those beneficial sterols, and also pine extract is also giving us the sterols. So it's, you know, we kind of see that that's kind of the underlying nutrient that's kind of benefiting the prostate, even the pumpkin oil.
Yes, and I want to talk about that. The pumpkin seed oil, and that's sold separately too, but that's also for bladder health.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of research. There's products, and I'm not going to necessarily name names here, but we sell like pumpkin seed extract. Now, I use off-branded, usually from Now or one of the really good providers that we use that has a super high quality at low cost. It comes from the same source. And a lot of times, and you do too, you use a lot of the trademark products and the clinically studied, which I love seeing in products, as you know. It's the one that's got the super quality. But pumpkin seed oil, pumpkin seed is very, very good, not only for men's, but women's bladder. If you have bladder issues, because it helps strengthen the diastasis muscle, unlike the drugs that just relax everything and degrade the muscle, the pumpkin seed is actually pushing and enabling that muscle to get the nutrients that it needs to bring back the, you know, the youthfulness, the strength, the operational benefits. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. And again, that's very important.
Yes, and one thing you'll see with pumpkin, just to clarify, you have a water-soluble extracts of pumpkin seed that's very helpful for women and men. And then when you start looking at the pumpkin seed oil, you're looking at some additional benefits with men. And we haven't talked about this, but it's blocking an enzyme that converts your testosterone into dihydrotestosterone.
Right, the breakdown compounds. Right.
Yeah, so dihydrotestosterone tends to increase as you age. It's a very potent form of testosterone that can sometimes aggravate the prostate.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the underlying thoughts behind why men tend to have, you know, increased prostate issues as they age is because they're losing some of their testosterone and it's turning into this DHT.
Yes.
So you see that the pumpkin oil, there's, you know, a particular type of sterol that helps to, you know, kind of support healthy levels of that potent prostate aggravating testosterone. You also see that's one of the mechanisms for just going back to salt palmetto. That also has been shown to help to target excess DHT.
Well, I noticed, you know, again, doing the research on your product here, you talk a lot about maintaining healthy hormone levels. I know you've got boron, which is a trace mineral, which supports the healthy hormone metabolism. And we're not just talking testosterone, but, you know, men have the female hormone, the estrogen, too, and that can create a lot of problems, too. So as your testosterone goes down, sometimes you still have this residual estrogen. And a lot of the T-male, the testosterone male products, the testosterone boosting products, products actually are slowing down the breakdown and running the mechanisms that speed that up, which is phenomenal. So this product kind of, I'm kind of getting the idea that maybe this product helps with all of that. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
One of the ingredients, one of the many ingredients, again, there are 11 ingredients in this formula.
I know.
And so the nettles, if you're, and this is kind of like the stinging nettles.
Yes.
Which is a smaller plant, actually targets the enzyme, which is the aromatase enzyme. Sometimes you hear people talking about that. That's what's shuttling testosterone into estrogen.
Yes.
So if you can inhibit that aromatase enzyme, then now you're helping to target, you know, too much DHT, you're targeting too much estrogen that can sometimes be produced, you're inhibiting inflammation in the prostate. There are nutrients that can help with just overall comfort and urinary flow. So that's where the flower pollen comes in to help with overall kind of prostate comfort.
And the inflammatory, right. And the other thing, too, I know when you talk aromatase, a lot of women that have estrogen-induced breast cancer, they take, I guess, the tamoxifen, things like that, to lower that aromatase, because women have that same issue of, you know, with the breaking down and the estrogen and that whole pathway and getting the wrong estrogen. And we're not going to get into a lot of that here. But, yeah, aromatase inhibition is good for both men and women. There's also, again, you've got flaxseed and Norway spruce in here, too, I was noticing.
Yes, and those also protect the prostate cells against excess estrogen as well. Those flaxseed, those lignans that you get from flaxseed,
right.
The gut bacteria actually converts those into a compound that just really helps to target excess estrogen.
And Dr. Joanna Budwig was really big on the lignans and even for breast cancer and cancers in general. And I will say prostate tissue is an analogous, or it looks like the same kind of tissue under the microscope. So a lot of things that are good for breast tissue are also good for the prostate tissue. There is another one, and I think we've talked about everything, but the lycopene from the tomatoes. And I think everybody pretty much knows how beneficial that is. And guess what, Dr. Gosser? We're running out of time, so we've just got a few minutes left, or a few seconds left. How do you dose this? What is the dose? How often do you take this?
Yes, yeah, so this is dosed 2 soft gels daily.
Okay.
Between, and you want to divide them between morning and evening with food. So you definitely want it with food. There are no cautions associated with this formula.
Okay.
It's free of your common major allergen. And so that's something that we're really happy about. And the soft gels are smaller. They're not like really large soft gels. We're able to, we try to be aware of people with swallowing difficulties, or they're just experiencing pill fatigue.
Oh, that happens too. And another thing I noticed, you have in the other ingredients, you have a phenomenal ingredient called rosemary extract, which is sometimes used as a preservative, but in and of itself is anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and a super antioxidant. So your preservatives are awesome too. Hey, we are absolutely out of time. Again, this has been wonderful. Thank you for your time, Dr. Gossard, and all your information.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merriman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earn.